Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'Tzion, and particularly for Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvorah, and for Ariel Yoshua Ben Tamar Yehudis, and Linishmas Maris Esther Masrub Shmuel, Maris Chalab Sigonaz Adachasrub Meir Zev. And it says in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mitzvah, Zostia Torah Samitzvah, this will be the law of the Mitzvah, Beyond Torah, on the day of his Tyra. Uvel Kohen is brought to the Kohen. So we're going to ask a series of kashas and present a Mahalachim Yitz Hashem, based on the Torah, Reign of Rabbeinu Mori Nenu, Lishmo Lezichro Tavis Nefesh, Hagon HaGod Rav David Zetzel. So, first of all, the Archaim HaKadosh is omitted on the kasha. That l'chora, the whole pasuk is superfluous. What do you have to need this hakadama? Zos tia taras ha-mitzara biyom taras. Just tell us. When the mitzara becomes taras, it's brought to the kohen. Why do we have to have this hakadama? Zos tia taras ha-mitzara biyom taras. That's kasha number one. Ayin shem arachayim. What he says about this also. Why does it say biyom taras? So why biyom taras? So just say, when he becomes taras, why does it tell you in the day? So the Gemara Tak and Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph darshins that you're not mitar at night, but we want to understand Peshuto Shel Mikra what the Biyoyim Ta'arasa is telling us. Also, the Kli Yakol asks Mitzar Echad, the pasuk calls him a Mitzayra. On the other hand, it says Biyom Ta'arasa. So if he's Mitzayra, it's not Tara. If he's Tara, it's not Mitzayra. So how do those two work together? Not only that, but Vayter it says that it's Nirpa. In other words, only afterwards it tells us that he was. That the tzaras was healed, and this is 14:2 and 14:3. Vine nir b'neged tzaras min atzarua. It tells us that there was a refuah, but in pasuk beis there was no refuah yet. So why do we say? Why do we already call it b'yom ta'araso? Another kasha is it says v'hu ve'lakom is mashma bal karcho, that he's brought against his will. But then vayter. It says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yatza koin ha-mechutz l'machna, the coin goes to him. So it's so to the mashmos. Pasuk Beis is mashma, he's brought to the coin. Pasuk Gimel is mashma against his will. Pasuk Gimel is mashma, the coin goes to him. Also, Ayin b'malbim, which one is it? Ayin b'malbim, shekosam, on the drasha of the Torah's Kohanim over here, that there's a tzarech beer. That since now we're talking about the tumas ha-mitzayra, not about the tumas ha-mitzayra, but rather we're talking about the taras ha-mitzayra. So why doesn't the Pasuk say, Zos tia taras ha-mitzayra? Why does it say Toiras Hamitzera? It says Ostia Taras Hamitzera, Beyom Taharase. Why Toiras Hamitzera? Also, we have to understand Maish Nahocha that it says Zostia Taras Hamitzera. Later on at the end of the parish, it says Zos Taras Asherbo Neged Saras. So it should have said there also Zostia Taras Asherbo Neged Saras. So there it doesn't say. Right, it says here, Zos Tia Toiras HaMitzayra. So later on it should also say, Zos Tia Toiras HaSherbo Neged Saras. But it doesn't say that. Later on it just says, Zos Toiras HaSherbo Neged Saras. It doesn't say anything about Tia. So where did the Tia go? That we have at the beginning, it omits it at the end. So it appears as follows, Pasuk Dalid says, Tziva Koin. Belakach lamitayer, Kohen commands, and he takes the one who's becoming Torah, shtei tzipoirim, chayois tohoros, ve'etz erez, ushni solas, ve'ezoiv. Then the Kohen should command them to take for him, who is to be cleansed, two living clean birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. Rashi explains based on the sugya and Ilchin Tesvov Amud Beis that Erez, why the cedar? Because Negoim come because of Gasas Haruach, because of arrogance. Vishni Tolas Ve'ezov, which are smaller growths, the scarlet and hyssop, and whereas the cedar is big, the Erez is big, these are small. So Ma Takanoso V'Yisrape, what's going to be his Takana, what's going to give him healing? Yashpil Atzmoy Mika'avosoy Kisoy Las Ve'ezov. He should lower himself from his gaiva, like a toilas, like an ezov. So lechoira, so you have to, on one hand, it comes because of his gasus, and on the other hand, he can take it away by lowering himself. L'chayra hein amnam shedvarim eile siman v'horayim v'mitzora shiyashpil atzmo. Aval harei tzarich etbonenut v'simat lev kedei lagi l'maskana ha'ole misamanim eilu. V'chol hanes shenishar hu b'gasut ruchu v'dai lo yitbonen ha'mitzora b'ma she'omrim ha'eretz v'ezov v'shniyat tolat kedei lagi l'etbonenut zo b'al kolchecha shiyah ha'mitzora b'matzav shel sheflut. So we have a problem over here, and the problem is, so we have here a simanim that he should be humble, but it's only going to help if he takes the hint. But if he doesn't think about it, if he's not misbeinein, if he doesn't introspect, then it's not going to help him. So mechitesi, how do we know that the mitzayra is going to take this hint, and he's going to feel the sense of humility, of contrition, of being lower? This is the takana. B'yisrape, yash bilatzim migavosa. Okay, but he has to be mizboine. Who says he's going to be mizboine? V'nira sheklape zeo ma shekatuf b'pasuk gimel. So that's what the pasuk is telling us in pasuk gimel. V'yatza ha-koin al-michutz la-machane, v'ro ha-koin v'nei nirpa neged tzaras min ha-tzarua. The Kohen goes outside the camp, and the Kohen sees, and the neged tzaras has been healed from the tzarua. So the Kliyakar is omed on the Shaila that mitzad echot. It says neged tzaras, right? V'yatza ha-koin al-michutz la-machane v'nei nirpa neged ha-tzaras. So we have two things, nega and saras. Right, nega is the affliction, and saras is the what the affliction is. However you translate it, the best translation of saras is saras. So first it says nirpa nega hatzaras, but then it says min hatzarua. It doesn't say min hanagua b'tzaras. V'yoyser mizeh hikshe v'lekutei anshei shem b'chumash rav peninim shelich ora ma shekatuv v'nirpa min hatzarua miyutar. Why does it say v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras min hatzarua? Who is it nirpa from? From the shortstop for the New York Yankees? The cab driver? No, minat zeruah v'adam minat zeruah. So why does the pasuk have to say v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras minat zeruah bevaday minat zeruah? V'chein ayin b'malbim shekosav amud the Torah's kohanim darshins shederech haloshein he liaches harufua ala ish lo ala makah. He brings from various sources, various verses, psukim, that the derech of the refuah is that it's related not to the ailment but to the person. V'lamet yachasa kan harefuah el hamaka v'lo ala ish v'hine nirpa nega hatzoras. In other words, we say that the refuah was from the neged saras. Why don't we say the person wasn't? V'hinei nirpa the person. So it would have been preferable to say v'hinei nirpa hatzarua. So you can see there in the Malbim what he says. So it would appear that what the Torah is telling us is shiyesh lef'ol ima mitzora b'ofen shel hadgashat afsuto. Shekmi she'eino dami, v'shekiilu ein kan kol et yachasut elav, ela kol urak et yachasut lanega, v'latzarat atzma bilvad, shebet yachasut zo, bevaday tibatel ga'avato. So what our job here is to do, meaning the job of the Torah, is to be poel with the mitzora. The mitzora should feel his nothingness, as if we're not even relating to him. We're only relating to the nega and to the tzaras. And therefore, if we don't relate to him, we just relate to the illness. So that will be mevatel his gaiva. That will erase, nullify his arrogance, his haughtiness. We see in the Gemara Nedarim 64b, she'arba chashuvim kemeis, that there are four people who are considered like dead. And one of them is a mitzayra. She'lefize achen kemet, ukemisha enohu. V'hainu ma shekatuv v'hine nirpa nega tzarat mena tzarua. She'ne'amar b'ze, she'af al pi she'yesh kan nidon, ala gavra she'tzarua hu, v'komu kon enyan ha'kohen, eino enyan im ha'gavra tzarua, l'rot she'shuv eino tzarua. El enyano hu rak im nega tzarat. So it says mena tzarua, but the pasuk emphasizes v'hine nirpa nega tzaras. In other words, Metzayra is chashuv kemeis, so it's like he isn't, he doesn't exist, he's gone. So when it says nirpa nega tzaras mena tzarua, the kohen, in order to be mashpil, the person's gaiva, is supposed to relate to the nega tzaras. Oh, there's no more nega tzaras. And who? I don't know. So he's no longer, he's busy with the nega tzaras. So even though it's mena tzaruha, but he's not relating to the tzaruha part. He's relating to the neged tzaraz part. And that fits with what it says in Torah Eskoyanim. V'lokach la mitaher, it says in the Medrash, l'shem mitaher, mitaher, bein ish uvein isha uvein katan. Mikan amru, lakach li'ish, ksherot li'isha. Li'isha, ksherot li'ish. Le'bayit, kasher le'metzora. Lemitzora kasher labayit. Bahainu, shebema shekatuv velakach lamitaher, kemshech lema shekatuv vetziva kohen, ne'amar kan sheish kan etyachsut leish atzmo, shebezeim lakach leish, ein kan lekicha labayit. Veish, eino isha vekatan. Ein kan lekicha lenega, b'lo shum hetyachsut leish shebo hanega. Lachem ne'ashech bezei ish, in other words, the Medrash tells us that you take these various eights, eres, the shnitolas, right? You take these things, so it doesn't matter who you took it for. So if you take it for a man, it's kasher for a woman, vice versa. For a woman, it's kasher for a man. If you take it for the house, it's kasher for a person. Person, it's kasher for the house. In other words, when it says v'lakach lemitaher, is a hemshech of a tziva kohen. What we're doing is we're saying there's no etiyachasut. We're not relating to the person. So you're relating to the person. If we're not relating to the person, then it doesn't matter who you took it for. So therefore, if you take it from, if you're relating to the person, then it has to be, you took it for the person. So how could it be, if you took it for the man, it's good for a woman, and vice versa? If you take it for a person, it's good for us, and vice versa. So it must be, you're not b'chlal relating to the person, you're relating to the nega. And therefore, it doesn't matter who you took it for. So that, Rabbi Yosef Amorai, is the first stage in this incredible journey we're about to go on, that we just started. And יש הרבה הרבה מה לדבר, אבל זה התחלת העניין, that we want to make him feel his smallness, diminish him, make him humble, and that's his refuah. And therefore we don't relate to him, we relate to the illness. And therefore it doesn't matter who the Shnei Tzi Pram Chayas Torah Seitz Erev Shnei Tzalas was taken for, the Iker is that they were taken for the Nega, for the tzaras, but not the person. Because the person, we want to be mevatel is gaiva, so we don't relate to him. So mirit Hashem, we're going to go right there. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.